This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
An effort to build the Western Hemisphere's largest seawater desalination plant faces a crucial test today. San Diego's Regional Water Agency will vote on whether to buy all the water the plant would produce. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark is with us from Los Angeles with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, tell us about this plant and the plans for this plant.
So the plant would be based in Carlsbad, a city just north of San Diego. The plan is to bring it online in 2016, and it would suck water up from the ocean to produce 50 million gallons of drinking water a day. Officials calculate, yeah, it's a lot of stuff. Officials calculate that would be enough to supply about 7% of the region's population by 2020. And the idea of a local drought-proof water source is alluring to a lot of people in San Diego. Right now, the region imports almost all its water, a lot from places like the Colorado River, where supplies have been strained under years of drought, and global warming is just expected to make that situation worse.
So is this a popular idea? Does everybody want this plant?
Well, you know the old saying here in the arid West, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over. So there are environmental concerns about the plant's massive electricity needs and harm to marine life from the intake filters that suck the ocean water into the plant. There are also cost concerns. A report came out this week showing that ocean desalination is still really expensive compared to alternatives like conservation or using recycled water.
All right, so bring us back to today, Chrissy. We've got this vote going on in San Diego. How does that figure in?
Well, the San Diego County Water Authority will decide whether to enter into a 30-year contract to buy the water from a private company. It's called Poseidon Resources, and it wants to build the plant. The company really needs this deal. It's going to cost almost $1 billion to build, and they're planning to sell bonds to fund it, but they need to show that they've actually got some reliable customers.
Marketplace's Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles for us. Thanks, Chrissy.
Thank you.